Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inshallah, today we will have class number 15 of the purification of the heart, and the title of the class is Every Good Deed is Charity. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inshallah, today we will continue to learn about spending for Allah's sake, the characteristic of the believing heart. Last week we learned about zakat, which is the obligatory spending for Allah's sake. Today, inshallah, we will learn about sadaqah, or volunteer spending for Allah's sake. That is to say, offering something good for Allah's sake. Inshallah, today we will learn the following. Number one, the sadaqah. Okay, sister, I will use the word charity because of the English. Okay, charity in the Quran and Sunnah, blessings of charity, rules of spending charity. We will start by knowing about charity in the Quran, which is the volunteer spending for Allah's sake. We will read now from Surah number 57. We will read verse 7, 8, 9 and 10. We will read verse 7 and verse 10. We will read first verse 7. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آمنوا بالله ورسوله وأنفقوا مما جعلكم مستخلفين فيه فالذين آمنوا منكم وأنفقوا لهم أجر كبير وما لكم ألا تنفقوا في سبيل الله ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Believe in Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and spend whereof He has made you trustees, and such of you as believe and spend in Allah's way, theirs will be a great reward. And what is the matter with you that you spend not in the cause of Allah? And to Allah belongs the heritage of the heavens and the earth.
So actually, sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, is teaching us the rules of the wealth, which every Muslim must know and believe in. Number one, we must believe that all the wealth is owned only by Allah, who will inherit it again. All the wealth will return to Allah again. Also, Allah is commanding the believers to spend for His sake, promising them a great reward. So when you spend for the sake of Allah, you must be sure that Allah will reward you a great reward. So the question will be, can I delay the spending for Allah's sake? The answer regarding this question is mentioned in Surah number 63, verse number 10, and Surah number 2, verse number 254. We will start with Surah number 63, verse number 10, why we must spend for the sake of Allah now and not to delay this spending. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول ربي لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. Verse 10 and 11.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And spend in charity of that with which we have provided you before death comes to one of you, and he says, My Lord, if only you would give me respite for a little while, then I should give sadaqah, zakat, of my wealth and be among the righteous and other good deeds. And Allah grants respite to none when He appointed, to none when His appointed time comes. And Allah is all aware of what you do.
Actually, sisters, Allah is reminding the believers of the source of all that they have. It is all from Allah, in whom we believe, and who instructs us to be generous and to give charity. Such giving must be before death overtakes him, and he leaves everything behind for others to enjoy. If he doesn't do so, then he will look around only to discover that he hasn't put anything forward for his salvation. He will then wish he could have more time to give charity. Such wishes benefit him nothing, for Allah does not grant a delay to any spirit when its terms has come. That is to say, that chance has gone and it is too late to put forward anything. So we must believe that this can come at any time, and we don't know when this is decreed for us. So it is the duty of everyone who wants to save himself on the Day of Judgment to give as he can, as much as he can for Allah's sake now, and never to delay it. Also, we will learn from Surah number 2, verse number 254, another reason which encourages every believer to give charity now and never to delay it.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O you who believe, spend of that with which we have provided for you before a day comes when there will be no bargaining, nor friendship, nor intercession, and it is the disbelievers who are these alamun, wrongdoers.
In this verse of the Quran, Allah is calling on the believers to give charity, that is to say, to give out of the wealth He has given them before they stand on in front of Him on the Day of Resurrection, when they will be questioned about their wealth, from where they earned it and how they spend it. On that day, there will be no trading or friendship or intercession. That is to say, there are no excuses for those who don't spend for Allah's sake. It is the day of the reward for the good deeds. So again, sisters, it is the belief in the Day of Judgment and the belief in the death. This belief, the belief in these 2 days, will encourage the believer to spend now and never to delay spending for Allah's sake. And now I will clarify to you in details about the blessings of paying charity, the volunteer spending for the poor and needy, so that inshallah you will be always encouraged and motivated to give for Allah's sake. Number one, charity is a proof of your true belief in Allah. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, prayer is a light, charity is a proof of one's faith. The more we give for Allah's sake, the more is our belief in Allah's reward in this life and in the hereafter. Number two, charity is a way to increase your provision. Actually, sisters, someone can question how charity can increase my provision in spite of the fact that charity means to give. How giving will increase my provision? The answer is in Surah number 34, verse number 39.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل ربي يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء من عباده ويقدر له وما أنفقتم من شيء فهو يخلفه وهو خير الرازقين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, truly, my Lord enlarges the provisions for whom He wills of His slaves, and restricts for Him, and whatsoever you spend of anything in a lost cause, He will replace it, and He is the best of providers.
This is a promise from Allah, the owner of all the provisions, the provider for all human beings, to compensate and to replace for all what you spend for His sake, and also to multiply. Allah, the Almighty, is clarifying that whatsoever you spend of anything, He will replace it. And you know, sister, the replacement of Allah doesn't mean that if you spend $5, He will give you $5. No. When Allah replaces, this means that Allah can replace you in many forms, which are more important for you and greater than what you already give to human beings, because we are human beings. What we can give to each other can never be compared with the replacement of Allah, and because of that Allah is mentioning at the end of this verse, and He is the best of providers. If you provide a human being, the best of the providers will be the one to replace you. Okay, so this means that when you will give for Allah's sake, Allah will replace you in many forms, and He is the best of the providers. Also, we will read Surah number 2, verse number 276, to know about the increase in the provision. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يمحق الربا ويربي الصدقات والله لا يحب كل كفار أثيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah will destroy riba and will give increase for sadaqah, and Allah likes not the disbelievers, sinners.
Okay. So this is actually a promise from Allah, the Almighty, that He will give increase for those whom they spent for His sake. And this increase, sisters, inshallah, is in many forms. Okay? So you must be sure that when you will give for the sake of Allah, Allah will increase all your provisions. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, charity does not in any way decrease the wealth. He also said, every day two angels come down from the heavens. And one of them says, O Allah, compensate every person who spends in your cause. And the other angel says, O Allah, destroy every miser. Sister, this is the proof that whatever you spend for Allah's sake, Allah will compensate it for you. So your wealth will never decrease when you give charity, because the provider, the owner of everything, is promising a compensation. And all the time you must believe that the compensation of Allah will be always greater than what you give for the poor, because Allah wants to encourage every one of us to give. So when He will compensate in excess, this will always encourage us to give for Allah's sake. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Allah the Almighty said, spend, O son of Adam, and I shall spend on you. Okay? So all the time, have the full belief that whatever you spend for the sake of Allah, Allah will compensate for you and replace for you and multiply what you give. 3, regarding the blessings of spending for Allah's sake, the charity, there is that the reward for charity is multiplied on the Day of Judgment. We will read now from Surah number 57, verse number 18. So that you will be sure that whatever you spend for Allah's sake, Allah will increase your provision for the Day of Judgment. Allah will increase your provision in the worldly life, and also Allah will multiply your reward for that charity on the Day of Judgment. Surah number 57, verse number 18.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن المصدقين والمصدقات وأقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعف لهم ولهم أجر كريم.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verily those who give sadaqah, charity, men and women, and lend Allah a goodly loan, it shall be increased manyfold, and there shall be an honorable good reward.
Sisters, you must believe that those who give in charity, they don't deal with people. They deal with Allah. They offer Allah alone. This is how Allah wants us to believe regarding giving this volunteer spending. It is a loan to the provider for all the human beings. Can there be a more profound feeling for a charitable believer than that he is giving a loan to Allah, who has no need of anyone and who repays good deeds in multiplies? Can he hope for anything better than dealing with the one who has dominion over the entire universe, and that whatever he spends in charity will be given back in multiplies together with a generous reward? Again, sisters, from the verses of the Quran, you feel how Allah is the most merciful, how Allah wants us to have the good characters in life. He wants us also to be merciful and to have sympathy. Allah the Almighty, the owner of the heavens and the earth, the provider for all the human beings, He is sending for us, inshallah, the believer, a message that when you give for His sake, this is a loan to Allah. You see, try to imagine how Allah wants us to love to give charity, okay? And to give charity while you are very happy, while you are thankful to Allah, because Allah, the owner of everything, allows you, the human being, handful of dust, to give Him a loan. Okay, this is how Allah is encouraging and motivating every believer to hurry up to give that charity, because this is a loan to Allah. And when you give Allah a loan, Allah will rebase that loan in multiplication, okay, and with a generous reward. So you are never lost, okay, you will never lose what you give for Allah's sake, because it is a loan to the one, Allah the Almighty. Also, we will read now about the multiplication of the good deeds when you give charity from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 261. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The likeness of those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah is as the likeness of a grain of corn. It grows 7 ears, and each ear has 100 grains. Allah gives manyfold increase to whom He wills, and Allah is all-sufficient for His creatures, all-knower.
Allah is clarifying the greatness of the multiplication of the charity reward on the Day of Judgment. The multiplication resembles a single grain of corn or wheat yields 700 grains. This means that every spending will be multiplied by 700 on the Day of Judgment. Actually, sister, this is a great reward which encourages every believer who is hoping for the paradise to be his final destination or her final destination to spend for Allah's sake, believing that every spending will be multiplied 700 times and more according to the will of Allah. Number 4, regarding the blessings of paying charity, is that being charity purifies yourself and you will become from the successful. This is proved in Surah number 59, verse number 9. Actually, it is Surah number 64, verse number 16. I am sorry. It is not 59, it is 64, verse number 16.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
We will read 15, 16, 17 from Surah number 64.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم واسمعوا وأطيعوا وأنفقوا خيرا لأنفسكم ومن يوق شح نفسه فأولئك هم المفلحون إن تقرضوا الله قرضا حسنا يضاعفه لكم ويغفر لكم والله شكور حليم عالم الغيب والشهادة العزيز الحكيم. From 15 to 18.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Your wealth and your children are only a trial, whereas Allah, with Him is a great reward. So keep your duty to Allah and fear Him as much as you can. Listen and obey and spend in charity, that is better for yourselves. And whosoever is saved from his own covetousness, then they are the successful one. If you lend Allah a goodly loan, He will double it for you and will forgive you. And Allah is most ready to appreciate and to reward, most forbearing. Allah, or all-knower of the unseen and the seen, the Almighty, the All-Wise.
You see, sisters, actually, when you read these verses of the Quran, you feel how Allah is the most merciful and how Allah is encouraging us to spend for His sake. And actually Allah is clarifying to us here that and spend in charity, that is better for yourselves. You know, whoever is spending, actually you are spending for the sake of yourself. Okay, because you will be from the successful. And again, whatever you give for Allah's sake, it is a loan with Allah, a goodly loan. And Allah will double it and Allah will forgive you. Okay, and Allah is the most ready to appreciate and reward. All of these sisters are encouraging, you know, rules from Allah to every one of us to give for His sake. And actually, being charity purifies yourself because, you know, sister, it is the personal greed that stops every good thing. Okay? Goodness means giving in one way or another. One gives money, love, emotions, effort, and indeed, one gives his life when necessary. A person with greed cannot do what is good because he always wants to take and not to give. A person saved from his own greed moves on to give generously and with a feeling of gratification. This is the true success. So again, sisters, we must actually believe in the rule that the true success is to give and not to take. Because nowadays, this rule is not valid. The rule which is valid today is, if you want to be a successful person, try to take from the people as much as you can and never to give them anything. Okay? But this is wrong. In the rules of Allah, the Almighty, the owner, the provider, the one who replaces everything, the rule is the successful are those whom they are always trying to give more than to take. So when you will have this quality and this belief that I will be very happy when I will be able to give, okay, to give love, to give money, to give emotions, to give effort, to give anything. Okay, this means that your spirit now is in a higher level. Okay, because it is the spirit which feeds the happiness when you give people. And actually when you give people, this means that when you make people happy. So your happiness is based on the happiness of the other people and not based on your happiness, that is to say your selfishness. Okay, and this is actually how you can purify your spirit. Also, sisters, we must believe that being charity
is your way to paradise. We will read now from Surah number 3, verse number 133 and 134.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And march forth in the way which leads to forgiveness from your Lord and for paradise as wide as the heavens and the earth prepared for the pious, those who spend in a lost cause in prosperity and in adversity, who repress anger and who pardon men. Verily Allah loves all mushninun, the good doers.
Actually, sisters, in these verses of the Quran, Allah is promising paradise for those who spend their money at all times, prosperity or adversity. For His sake, they are consistent in their attitude. When money comes to them in plenty, they are not preoccupied with it. They still remember the poor and spend for Allah's sake. When they suffer hardship, their sorrow does not become their major preoccupation. They still remember the poor and spend for Allah's sake. So this is a very important quality which every believer must try to have. To be consistent in your attitude regarding spending for Allah's sake. To spend while you are in prosperity or adversity, because it is alone to Allah who will replaces you with many things, inshallah, more and more than what you expect. And actually Allah is promising the paradise, okay, when you are consistent in your attitude. Okay, when you spend for the sake of Allah, when Allah will allow you to spend in prosperity and in adversity, be sure that inshallah there will be a way for you to the paradise. We must also realize that paying charity is a shelter from the hellfire on the Day of Judgment. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The believer's shade on the Day of Resurrection will be his charity." Okay? So the more you give charity, the more you will have a shelter on the Day of Resurrection. Also, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, 7 people will be shaded by Allah under His shade on the day when there will be no shade except His. They are, number 1, just ruler. Number 2, a youth who grow up in the worship of Allah. Number 3, a man whose heart is attached to the mosque. Number 4, 2 men who love each other for Allah's sake, meeting for that and parting for that. Number 5, a man who is called by a woman of beauty and position, but he says, "I fear Allah." Number 6, a man who gives it charity and hides it, such that his left hand doesn't know what his right hand gives in charity. And number 7, a man who remembered Allah in private and his eyes shed tears. I will clarify to you about those people whom they will have the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the shade of Allah on the Day of Judgment. Number 1, just ruler, because to be a ruler and to have justice actually is not easy. Number 2, a youth who grow up in the worship of Allah. Number 3, a man whose heart is attached to the mosque. So whenever you come to the mosque, sister, try to feel that you love to come to the mosque, so that inshallah you will have the shade of Allah on the Day of Judgment. Don't just come to the mosque, you know, to attend the class or to pray. Try to love
you know, coming to the mosque. When you see the mosque while you are driving, tell yourself, I love that place. It is very close to my heart. When you have the feeling of love of the masjid, you will be attached, or the mosque, you will be attached to the mosque. And inshallah, this will make you to have, inshallah, the shade of Allah on the Day of Judgment. Also, inshallah, we are coming to the masjid to attend the class for Allah's sake. And we love each other for Allah's sake. We meet for Him and we live for that. So inshallah, we will be from those whom they will have the shade for Allah's sake. This is one of the benefits of coming to the class with sisters whom there is no benefit between you or them, except that all of us love Allah, all of us love Allah, and we want to meet for His sake. Number five, a man who is called by a woman of beauty and position, and he says, I fear Allah. A beautiful woman called a man to have a relation with him, okay, but he said, no, I fear Allah. He refused her beauty and position for the sake of Allah. He will have the shade of Allah on the Day of Judgment. And number six, which is related to our topic, is the man who gives the charity and hides it such that his left hand doesn't know what his right hand gives in charity. This means that when someone will come and tell me, give me charity, I will just put my hand, my right hand in my pocket, and I will give, you know, the needy. So I don't know how much I give. Even my left hand doesn't know, because this means that I didn't count the money. Okay? And the seventh is a man who remembered Allah in private and saw his eyes shed tears. Again, sisters, inshallah, you can have your eyes from these eyes which shed tears, okay, when you remember Allah. Actually, the more you believe in Allah, the more you love Allah, the more you need, you feel your need to Allah and you are close to Him, gradually, inshallah, when His name, Allah's name, will be mentioned in front of you, you will feel that there are some tears in your eyes, because you love Him a lot and you are very close to Him and He is your Lord, and because of that, you know, and you are living in His blessings, okay? So at that minute you will start to feel that you have tears in your eyes. This is a sign that inshallah you will have Allah's shade on the Day of Resurrection. Now, sisters, we learn about the blessings of giving charity. We will learn about conditions for our charity to be accepted. Not every charity is accepted by Allah. There are some conditions which are a must for the charity to be accepted. Number one, the intention of paying charity must be only for Allah's sake, not for showing off or to gain praise from others. This means that, you know, I am not supposed to come to the masjid on Friday prayer when there are a lot of Muslims. Then I will stand up in front of everyone and say, I want to give this $500 for Allah's sake. Okay, then everyone will say, wow, wow, wow. This wow cancelled the reward. No reward. Okay, because you are giving it for Allah's sake, not for the people's sake. Number two, your charity must be from halal, lawful source. Allah does not accept any charity from unlawful money. Number three, charity must not be followed by hurting others. Okay, this is very important, sister, and we will read about this fact from Surah number 2, verse number 262, 63, and also 264. So now we will read from Surah number 2, 262, 263, and three lines from 264. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون قول معروف ومغفرة خير من
صدقة يتبعها أذى والله غني حليم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Those who spend their wealth in the cause of Allah and do not follow up their gifts with reminders of their generosity or with injury, their reward is with their Lord. On them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Kind words and forgiving of faults are better than sadaqah, charity, followed by injury, and Allah is rich all needs, and He is most forbearing. O you who believe, do not render in vain your sadaqah by reminders of your generosity or by injury.
Actually, sisters, we must believe that the goal of giving charity is not only to hand over to the needy a gift or a piece of bread. It is the purification of the heart of the giver. Also, to reinforce the human bond with his less fortunate fellow human being. Giving for Allah's cause means to strengthen the ties of the humanity and to promote love, cooperation and welfare among members of the community. Accordingly, when you give the charity and you follow it by injury and hurting of the feeling of the poor, what is the meaning of this? As I clarified before, when someone will give me, for example, some clothes, she will come and remind me in front of everyone about this clothes, and she will tell me, this shirt or my shirt, Mona, which I gave you last week, it looks very good with you. It fits you a lot. I am very happy that whatever I give you is good for you. You know, she hurts my feeling 100% and she caused injury in my spirit, because you know she makes it very clear to everyone that I am very poor, that I am needy, that this clothes which I have, you know, it is not a new one, it is an old used one, giving to me as a charity. Okay, when we give charity to the poor people and we follow it with this injury and hurting of the feeling, this means that the whole goal is lost. Because the goal was the purification of the heart of the giver, there is no purification. A bond between the rich and the poor, there is no bond. Even the poor will hate and will have envy to the rich more and more when the charity will be followed by hurting of the feeling. So if you are planning to give charity, you must purify your spirit first, so that you will feel that when I give the charity to the poor, in reality I am giving myself a multiplication of the reward, which is more and more than that which I give to the poor. So in reality I am the one who receives the reward, and I am the one who gets the benefit from giving the poor. So I never think that I give anything, because I am the one who receives the greatest reward. So I will never have this feeling, you know, to cause injury or to hurt the feelings of the poor. And you know, sisters, actually, we need to have, you know, a both, you know, regarding this point. Okay, Allah is the rich and the only rich, and all the human beings are poor. And Allah mentioned this rule in the Quran. Okay, accordingly, Allah has the power to make all the human beings rich, and no one will be in need of the other one. But it is the wisdom of Allah to make the people to love each other through giving and taking. Okay? So when we give or when we take, we must be sure that all the wealth is Allah's wealth. And it is only, you know, the trial. The wealth is a trial. If you give, be sure that this is a trial from Allah. You will give with pure spirit, or you are still the same person who is not aware of any reality of the worldly life. Allah is the owner of everything. What we have is just a trust. We will be questioned about it on the Day of Judgment. The one whom Allah loves will be the one who will spend more and more from Allah's wealth. I am not spending from my wealth because none owns anything. We are spending from His wealth so that He will give us a reward. So if we don't understand this fact and we keep on causing injury and hurting the feeling of the poor, this means that we are the true losers. Okay? Number four, regarding the rules of giving charity, is that charity must be given out of the good things we have. We will know about this fact from Surah number 2, verse number 263.
الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا من طيبات ما كسبتم ومما أخرجنا لكم من الأرض ولا تيمموا الخبيث منه تنفقون ولستم بآخذيه إلا أن تغمضوا فيه واعلموا أن الله غني حميد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. O you who believe, spend of the good things which you have earned and of that which we have produced from the earth for you, and do not aim at that which is bad to spend from. You would not accept it, save if you close your eyes and tolerate therein, and know that Allah is rich and worthy of all praise.
Okay, sister. So this is actually one of the conditions which we must remember when we give for Allah's sake. We must spend of the good things. Okay? And do not aim at that which is bad to spend from it, because it will not be accepted from Allah. You know, sisters, again and again, it is the purification of the spirit. Okay? It is the purification of the spirit which loves to give more than to take. Okay? So when I give to the poor, I must realize a very important fact. Suppose I have four blouses. Okay? Four. And the four of them are in a good shape. And I have another blouse which is old and not in a good shape. Okay? When I will give to the poor is supposed that a poor sister, she doesn't have any blouses. So when I give her and I have a purified spirit, I am supposed to give her the old one. So this means that she is still poor and whatever she has is the old, is the bad one, sorry, the bad shirt. I am the rich one, I still have four good. This means that there is no purification of my heart. Because you must realize that what you will give to the poor will be the only thing which they have. If I give the poor sister a blouse, it is the only blouse which she will have. So that only blouse must be in a good shape. Okay? Not to give her the one which is not in a good shape, and you keep for yourself all the good blouses. This means that your spirit is not purified yet. Purification of the spirit, sisters, means that I want to see my poor sister in a good shape, similar to me. So if I have a good blouse, she will have also a good blouse. How can we reach that goal? By giving her one of my good blouses, new blouses. Even to buy for her a new blouse and to give it to her. Okay? Not as we are familiar with, is that to keep all the good blouses for us. And when I want to give charity for a reason related to my personal life, if I want my daughter to succeed, okay, or I am looking for any worldly blessing from Allah, I will say to myself, let me give charity so that Allah will give me more and more. So when I look in my closet, I will never think to give from the new ones. I will just look to the very old ones and I will choose one blouse which doesn't fit me anymore. Okay, then I will give it to the poor. Then I will tell to myself, I already give charity and I am looking forward for the replacement from Allah. You see, sisters, this is the pure spirit. This is the spirit which is purified. You still love yourself the most. You still give the worth of what you have. You never cause any happiness to the poor. Okay? And you are still in the same point. no purification, no reward. You know, sister, this is the aim in Islam. You know, unfortunately, maybe most of the Muslims, they are not aware of this, you know, mercy of Islam. Okay? Actually, sisters, Islam is a religion which is based on mercy. Maybe Muslims are not practicing. Maybe they don't know, you know, the depths of the mercy of Islam. But the Quran, when you come close to the Quran, the words of Allah, your heart will be touched by the mercy of Islam. This is the mercy of Islam. When you decide to give the best, okay, to purify your spirit, okay? Forget about the poor. Allah is the provider. But if you are in reality having the intention to purify your spirit, prove to yourself and prove to Allah that I am purifying my spirit. Oh Allah, I will choose one of the best blouses, the new ones, and I will give it to the poor sister and I will be very happy. I win. I win the battle with the shaitan, who is always, okay, whispering to me not to give. Okay, I win and I obey Allah. I purify my spirit. I start to become very happy when I give, not to be very happy when I take. There are some people, they give charity, but they are not happy when they give that charity. They are pushed to give that charity. I will give charity so that Allah will help me, Allah will support me, Allah will provide me more. But the real happiness in the spirit is not there. And this is, you know, this sister, this means that still there is no purification of the spirit. Still you don't reach the goal of giving charity. Still only Allah knows you will be rewarded or not for your charity. Islam is not a materialistic religion, sisters. It is a religion which is related to the hearts and the spirits, the real purification. How I will be a better human being if I don't feel the feelings of the poor? If I will not be unhappy when I look around and see one sister whom she lost her husband, she has some orphans and they have very bad clothes. And my kids, they have the best of the clothes, they have the best car, they have the best house. How I will be very happy, okay? In Islam, I can be happy when I feel that there are some people whom they are very poor. I will be very happy when I will try to compensate, okay? I will not buy a blouse with $100 and there are people whom they cannot find food. No, this is not Islam. In Islam, I will buy a blouse with $20 or $30 and I will try to support myself, purify myself by giving the rest of the money to the very poor people, especially the orphans, to support them to live a good life so that the community will be a good community. The community will not be the community of the very rich, the very selfish, and the very poor whom they have envy and hatred towards the rich people. No, the community will be different. The community will be the community of the rich whom they feel the feelings of the poor, and the poor whom they appreciate the feelings of the rich. So we will be one community. We love each other. We support each other. This is the goal of paying zakat and charity in Islam. If we cannot reach this goal, sister, this means that the reward, only Allah knows you will receive it or not. Okay, and also you don't succeed to purify your spirit. The fifth condition regarding paying charity is that charity must be given in private. We will read from Surah number 2, verse number 270 and 271. Actually, all the rules of charity are in Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah. Okay, mostly. Surah number 2, verse number 270 and 271.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما أنفقتم من نفقة أو نذرتم من نذر فإن الله يعلمه وما للظالمين من أنصار إن تبدوا الصدقات فنعما هي وإن تخفوها وتؤتوها الفقراء فهو خير لكم ويكفر عنكم من سيئاتكم والله بما تعملون خبير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And whatever you spend for spending, or whatever you vow, or whatever vow you make, be sure Allah knows it all. And for the zalimun, there are no helpers. If you disclose your sadaqah, it is well, but if you conceal them and give them to the poor, that is better for you. Allah will expiate you some of your sins, and Allah is well acquainted with what you do.
Okay, sisters. So actually, we must realize that the goal of the charity, number one, is to obey Allah's command. Okay, and Allah knows everything. Whether I give it in private or in public, Allah knows everything. Okay, and because of that, so long my goal is Allah, when I conceal my charity, this is better. Okay, why it is better? Because actually it will not hurt the feeling of the poor. And there is no element of showing off. Okay, number six, sister, you must begin charity with your dependents. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, one should start giving first to his dependents. And also he said, whatever you spend for Allah's sake, you will be rewarded for it, even for a morsel of food which you put in the mouth of your wife. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that the husband will be rewarded for all what he spent on his family if he had the intention that it is for Allah's sake. So, if a husband has a family, he is supposed, number one, to spend on them for their needs, the food, clothes, housing, everything, and then to give the volunteer spending. It is not right that some people believe that giving charity or volunteer spending to the poor has a priority than giving my family its needs. This is wrong. The family, number one, because you are supposed to be responsible for that family. This is your responsibility. The husband is responsible to provide the family. So number one, spend for your dependents. Then if you have more volunteer spending, give it for the poor. Number six, regarding the rules of giving charity, don't count the charity you give. Don't keep on counting, you know. I give 3 months ago $25, then now I give $5, then I give $1.50, then I got 30 cents. Okay, this is wrong. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, spend in charity and don't keep count, for then Allah will also keep count in giving your provision. You are counting, Allah will count for you, your provision. Just give and spend, and Allah will spend on you. Now, sisters, we must learn about forms of charity in Islam. Charity or sadaqah, volunteer spending in Islam, is not restricted to giving part of your wealth or material possessions. It is not restricted to this. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that giving the orphan, supporting them, giving the widows, buying the medicine for the poor, helping to build the masjids and the hospitals. Whatever you give, okay, this is materialistic and this is acceptable. This is the charity which is in the form of materialistic spending. Okay, but this is not the only form of charity in Islam. In Islam, all good deeds are considered as charity, so long you have the intention that it is for Allah's sake. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said the following. Number one, every Muslim has to give charity. The people ask it,
If someone has nothing to give, what will he do? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, replied, he should work with his hands and benefit himself and give in charity. They asked, if he cannot do that, then he said, he should help the needy who appeal for help. They said, even if he cannot do that, he replied, then he should perform all that is good and keep away from all that is evil, and that will be regarded as charitable deeds. So what is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this is that if I don't have anything to give it to the poor people, so I must perform all that is good and keep away from all that is evil, and Allah will count for me this as an act of charity, because every Muslim must give charity. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, also said, to smile in the company of your brother or sister is a charity. Okay, sister, so you must have a smile, and a real smile. Real one, not the other one, which most of the people have nowadays. Okay. To command to do good deeds and to prevent others from doing evil is charity. So this means that all the classes which I am giving, for example, if my intention is for Allah's sake, the whole hour will be counted as an act of charity. Okay? To guide a person in a place where he cannot get astray is charity. To remove troublesome things from the road is charity. To pour water from your jug into the jug of your brother is charity. I will explain to you the meaning. To give a person with defective vision is charity for you. To guide a person with defective vision is a charity for you. You know, sisters, the meaning of this hadith is that help to everyone by all the means. Okay, don't think it over. When you are, for example, walking in the corridor of the masjid and you notice that one sister is crying on the side, go and tell her, sister, what is going on? Are you in trouble? How can I help you? If she tells you, I don't find anyone to talk to, I am very lonely, tell her, sister, let us sit together and talk to me, I am your sister. This is an act of charity. Okay, when you notice that there is a small boy who is also crying in the side of the masjid, when you ask him what is going on, he will tell you, I am poor, my mother is not giving me anything to buy, you know, candy or whatever, you know. You will tell him, okay, no problem. Okay, I will give you, I only have $2 or $1, take it. And this means that, you know, you make him happy. This is an act of charity. You know, acts of charity, sister, includes all the good deeds. Okay, and this means that to pour your water from your jug to your brother's jug, this means that to help. You know, when one sister is writing the class and she cannot, in a hurry, I will tell her, I will, for example, copy my class and give it to you. This is an act of charity. So the basic rule for charity is that you have the spirit which is willing to help by any means, to support by all the means. Even if you don't have money, okay, you can support by you know, sisters, a lot of means. Because nowadays, the problem is not the need for the materialistic issues. It is the need for spirits to love, to support, to take care, to listen, to hug, to help. You know, this is the great need nowadays. Spirit to spirit, okay? Unfortunately, we are under the impression that giving means materialistic. No, sisters, this is not the issue, especially in America. In America, life is easy, and you can have most of the things, you know, but even as a loan, but you can have it.
Okay, but the problem is the relation between the spirits, psychological problem. This is the main problem nowadays. Why? Because there is no charity which is actually from the depth of the spirit. If your spirit is the spirit which is looking for help, you will give a lot of charity when you will try to feel the feelings of the people around you. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, charity is for every person. Every day the sun rises. I said, one of his companions said, Messenger of Allah, from what do we give charity if we don't possess property? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the gates of charity are, this I will mention it to you, sister, when you say, Allah is the greatest, Allahu Akbar, this is an act of charity. When you say, Subhanallah, Allah is free from imperfection, this is an act of charity. When you say, La ilaha illallah, there is no God other than Allah, this is an act of charity. When you say Alhamdulillah or praise to Allah, this is an act of charity. When you say I seek forgiveness from Allah, okay, Astaghfirullah, this is an act of charity. Guiding the blind is an act of charity. Listening to the deaf and dumb until you understand them is an act of charity. Supporting the weak with the strength of your arms is an act of charity. All these are forms of charity, and there is a reward for you in having the intimate relation with your wife. Even when the husband will have the intimate relation with his wife, this is considered for him an act of charity. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, every good deed is a charity and a good word is a charity. So, sisters, let us all pray to Allah the Almighty to give us the opportunity to spend our lives, our time, our money and efforts, or everything in us to do good deeds so that Allah accepts our charity, inshallah, and reward us for it, the paradise on the Day of Judgment, inshallah. Now, sisters, alhamdulillah, we finished 15 classes of the purification of the hearts, and we learn about the purification of the hearts from the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah. We were about to start about the diseases of the hearts, but actually I have many requests from the sisters related to actually marriage problems again. And actually it is the mercy of Allah that Allah provides me with many life and real stories regarding marriage problems. I already started from last week in my Arabic class about this new title, which is related to also the purification of the hearts, but we will move for 2 months in the topic called life stories, marriage problems. Okay, they are real life stories. Okay, and they are related to marriage problems under many categories. Okay, inshallah, we will start from next week about, you know, this life stories, marriage problems, and we will discuss a group of stories under every category. Okay, we will listen to the real stories, and inshallah we will analyze the stories and we will give them the solution according to the rules of the Sunnah and the Quran and the Sunnah. The goal of these classes is to learn a very important rule. When you decide, you must know the consequences of your decision. Don't decide for a solution which will make you happy today. Try to look to the problem after 10 years or 20 years. And at that point, you may realize that your decision was the wrong one. So let us learn from the life stories, the real life stories of the other sisters, so that inshallah we will learn about the right decisions in our marriage life. Okay, inshallah, we will start from the next week, and the title of the next week is called Divorce on a Marriage Certificate. Okay, and we will learn the meaning of this title from the life stories, inshallah, which you will learn it next week. 2 years ago, I have stories, related to the same issue, but it was not under the category, many stories under one category. It was one story under one category. I recorded this in my Arabic class, and alhamdulillah, it was very successful. It was very difficult for me, to have these stories in my English class. But all praise to Allah, this time, inshallah, I will have it in my English class, because inshallah, sisters, you will actually gain a lot of benefit from the real stories, from the mistakes, from the decisions, of the other sisters. And we pray to Allah all the time to make our families a happy family, happy families, because again and again, sisters, the most important rule for the woman or for the sister in Islam is to have a happy family. This is the most important rule. And the real happiness for the woman is the happiness which she feels through her family. It is not through my wealth, it is not through my job, it is not through my prestige, it is mainly through the happiness of my family. So we must learn how to keep the happiness in our families in spite of the many different problems which we are all facing nowadays. And the best way to learn is to learn from the mistakes of the others, so that inshallah we can avoid having the same decisions, and inshallah we can protect our families from the troubles and the hardships. Inshallah we will start next week.
You said that kind words is also sadaqah.
Yes.
So is it when you're conversating with other Muslims or even to non-Muslims, is that considered sadaqah?
Like Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, that the kind word or the good word is a sadaqah, okay? And whenever you say any word, you must have an intention. Okay? When I will say the good word to the Muslims, my intention is that, it is a sadaqah. When I will say my good word to the non-Muslims, this is a proof that Islam is a good religion. Okay, this is my duty now. Everyone now is against Islam. Everyone is saying Muslims are tough. Muslims are, not good people. Muslims are so and so. How I prove to them that Islam is a good religion? My intention is, for the sake of Allah, I will say a good word to every human being for the sake of my religion. Okay? Then, inshallah, it is up to Allah to consider it, inshallah.
And the question, another question.
Another question.
No. I heard that...
She is the sister question.
Go ahead. I heard that, all your good deeds go to waste if you do haram. Is this true? You do want something that's wrong? So everything you did before?
No. The conditions which make your sadaqah not valid, we already discussed from the Quran and the Sunnah. These are the only conditions which your sadaqah will not be valid. Whatever the people say other than this is not correct. This is the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah from all the, books which... the best resources for this, the Quran and the...
Okay.
Let us make the dua.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ما صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness.
O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. See you inshallah next week. Inshallah.